Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15, tropics are quiet, weather's going to cool off by the end of the week. We're very lucky and we're very blessed, so even though it hasn't rained since August 29th, no measurable rainfall, we'll take it. Cynthia Lee Sheng joins us now, President of Jefferson Parish. How are you doing, Madam President?
I'm doing, it's a beautiful morning. Great, thank
it
you,
It is.
Tommy.
And, yeah. Boy, if you had been given this deal going into hurricane season, you'd have jumped right on it, huh?
This was like, yeah, this is like home run so far, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Still a little bit, but I look every morning. And
Me too.
We're always in the world of hurricanes. We look at the website every morning, so, yeah, it's been good. It's been very
good
for
us. I take it 10 days at a time, so I figure this will put us through September, what, 32nd? No, just kidding. But in early October, and then,
exactly.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And then the sun tilts,
yeah.
We're in the fall now and all that stuff. Let's talk about flood insurance in Jefferson Parish. What's going on?
Yeah, we really had some great news. That's something that we've been working on for quite a few years. You know, we're all part of the National Flood Insurance Program, and there's something called a community rating system, which is kind of a voluntary thing that communities can do who are in the National Flood Insurance Program to demonstrate that we're doing the right things for floodplain management. And you get points for it, and there's a rating system. And with every with the rating system, our policyholders get reductions in their premium. So the big news for us, and it really is great news for us, it came with a lot of hard work. Maggie Talley is our floodplain management director. I have to give her a lot of, you know, she's the leader in this. But we went from a class 5, which is 25% reduction in your premium, to a class 3, which is 35% reduction in your premium. So that's really good. We're the first one in Louisiana to do it, and it's a portion of 1%. I mean, I didn't believe, you know, I always heard, I've been working for Jefferson Parish for a long time, and it might have been 5 years ago when I actually looked at the spreadsheet, and I'm like, no, guys, like, we're really up there. Like we're, you know, if you score on the ACT, we're like scoring like a 23 or 24. That's how good we are. So we're really proud and proud. I'm so proud of so many of our departments who work to get us over this big finish line.
For those that don't know, top score in the ACT is?
I think it's 25, right?
Yeah, I don't
after
know.
I said that, I'm like, I think it's a 25. Yeah, so my point
is, 23.
Get up there. It's very, very, I'll put it this way. We're a class 3. There's 1,700 communities that participate in the program. We're in a group now that'll be 11 communities in a class 3. There's only 10 communities in a class 2, and there's only 2 communities in a class 1. So when I say, you know, our team really, you know, we're really at the top, and I'm just so very proud of them. But for our policyholders, it's more money in the bank. So that's what everybody loves.
What'd you score in the ACT?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember, Tommy. I really don't. But I think I was only like a 20. If I said it, I might be lying and I might be overinflating myself. But I was not a good standard test taker. So
I had a 24.
That's good.
Well, no, but that was like a cumulative total of 3 tries.
Okay.
It added up to 24.
24 is very impressive.
Yes, after 3 tries. Tell me about community rating system, because what can you do? I always was under the impression there was nothing to be done about flood insurance, and you gave credit to that person. What did they do? How did Jefferson Parish lower the rates?
So it's a lot of things. So one of the things that we get credit for, but it was, you know, from the state, is the state, and we should all be proud to live in Louisiana, we updated our residential code. So we're under what is a 2021 International Residential Code. And that is just, you know, acknowledging that where we live, we need to build our environment differently. We need to build our environment, in a more resilient way. And we adopted those codes, so we get credit for things like that. You hear the word being tossed around, base flood elevation. So base flood elevation, it's on your paperwork for your property and everything. That is the storm, that's the 1% chance of happening. That's where the flood waters would be at your house. And when we build now, we make you build 1 or 2 feet above the base flood elevation. So it's those kind of things. It's called freeboarding, where we're going to give you even, we're going to require you, give yourself even more buffer. Or we get credit because we have a lot of open space on the West Bank. We'll get credit for that. We get credit for having a watershed management plan and trying to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep our water quality up, or we'll get credit for communicating to the public and telling them about the risks of flooding and doing outreach. All these different ways, I think there's 19 different ways you can try to get points and credits, and you know, we've done a lot of that to get to the class 3 level, and it takes a lot of departments. It's not just floodplain, but it's zoning and our building departments, our building code, it's our public information, emergency management systems, planning, so many emergency management, engineering, so many departments play a role in this, and we're really very proud of it.
Does everybody benefit,
Everybody who has a flood insurance plan with an NFIP in unincorporated Jefferson Parish benefits.
Even though they may not have taken any mitigation measures.
Even though they have not taken any mitigation measures personally around their own house.
Right.
If they have an NFIP policy, they're going to see the benefits on their premium. And also, some of our other communities in Jefferson Parish also participate. So, Gretna and Kenner, Harahan, Westwego, a lot of our communities participate, which is an incredible thing because, many, many communities across the country don't choose to participate. So, in Jefferson Parish, we believe in the program. We can see the benefits of it. And more importantly, our policyholders are able to get the discount for the public things that we're doing.
Do people have to apply for this or anything, or automatically comes off?
They'll automatically see it on their premium, their NFIP premium. Yes.
What else is going on in Jefferson Parish? We haven't spoken in a while.
I know we haven't spoken in a while. We have this big initiative to improve our water and sewer. It's probably the biggest initiative during my term as parish president, is updating and modernizing our water and sewer program. So many of our residents are getting the new automated meter readers, which is great. I mean, the bad thing is the bad thing for people is you're going to have an accurate water bill. So
the
many
truth
people's
hurts.
Bills are going to go. Yes, it's that, but the good thing is you're going to be able to get real time information about your exact daily water usage. If you have a leak, how much, what you're using for, what time of the day, and then managing your payment as well. So when we have new bills that are going out, definitely a higher level looking bill. It'll have a pie chart that'll show you what part of your bill goes to sewer or garbage pickup or mosquito fee control. But also in November, we're going to have a new app where you're really going to be able to have the real time data if you have your new water reader meter in. And we're about 14% of the way getting through the parish on those installations.
So. 36, everybody texts me, is the top score for the ACT. So there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Even after three tries, I still didn't get close to that.
Wasn't close.
Somebody wants to know about River. Yeah, but you're a smart lady. Somebody wants to know about River Ridge, including a new class for flood insurance or not?
Yes, unincorporated Jefferson Parish, and that includes River Ridge. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And Harahan?
Not Harahan, no. Harahan is his own city. They manage their own. Gretna, Kenner, Westwego, you know, Grand Isle, Lafitte are all their own.
But it seems like this is a big macro Jefferson Parish thing. Why would they be excluded, or do you know?
You know, it's that's the way we're situated as a parish, Tommy. You know, if you look at the different cities, the six different cities we have in Jefferson Parish, some of them have their own water system. Some of them use our water system. Some of them have their own garbage pickup. Some of them, you know, use ours. So that's, you know, what it is. And then for flood insurance, for some reason, you know, we get the policies. We probably get the policy on the people that we that manage the drainage, maybe. I'm not really sure, but it's separated by our community.
And code, too,
perhaps?
They are
a separate community. I'm sorry?
The code, too, perhaps? What?
Yeah, the building code is definitely separate. So, you know, if you get a permit in Jefferson Parish to build, if you're unincorporated, you come to us in Jefferson Parish. And if you're in one of the our communities, one of our cities, you go to that government. So that's probably a big reason for it as well.
Only a minute or two left here. What would you like to get done in your final term?
So there's so much. We want to finish all the big water and sewer infrastructures, but we're really finding ourselves into something, and it's really happening well on the sports tourism front. And I want to build as much as we can on that. You know, we have this great baseball field on the West Bank, mm-hmm. on the Ilario Sports Field. We're calling it Bayou Nation. Let me tell you, Tommy, I did a walkthrough about 2 weeks ago. They're already booked out tournaments for next year that are we haven't even opened the place yet, and it's already the hot place to be. So we're really, really excited about that. And look, you know, we're stuck in Jefferson Parish. We can't expand. I always say we're stuck with the land we have. There's no expansion. So we have to rethink how we grow our economy, and I've been a big advocate. It's about sports tourism, guys, and our government can have a part in that. You know, we don't have to worry about the private sector and hoping the private sector can come. We can invest in these big sports facilities, and not only is it great for our own kids, and it's part of Recreation Reimagined. I mean, a broader thinking of Recreation Reimagined. But now we're going to put, get national tournaments, and we're going to put heads in beds in hotels. We're going to have people shopping. We're going to have people in our restaurants, and it's going to really grow our economy. The pickleball complex that we do, Councilman Bonanno has been a real leader in that, looking to, you know, add pickleball courts because people love to travel who play pickleball. And what we do is we bring the New Orleans city on that tour. For the national event. So we think we have the space to do that in Jefferson Parish. It does not compete with New Orleans tourism. We complement each other on that. So it's something that I really want to try to really push in the next 2 years.
How's your pickleball game?
It's okay. It's always okay. I get better, but it's not. I'm never where I want to be. Any pickleball player will tell you that, Tommy.
When you're ready to get deprogrammed, let me know, and I'll send the people over.
Yes, I do
Thank
need deprogramming. Thank
you. Cynthia Lee Sheng, President of Jefferson Parish, 826 Traffic, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.